The gospel reading today as our Lord speaks to us about what's going to happen toward the end. One of the points that he makes is the fact that when you see the abomination of desolation, which is spoken of by the prophet Daniel, if you go back, I've often wondered what exactly is the abomination of desolation. Doesn't really describe it at all. But when you go back to the prophet Daniel and you actually look at the Hebrew, it's not the abomination of desolation. It says the abomination that causes or makes desolation. Well, that puts it into a little bit of a different context. And I say that because, again, as I have pointed out many times, I don't think that we are at the end of the world. I think we are at the end of an era, which means the things that will happen at the end of the world are going to happen now as well. Not quite to the extreme as it will be at the end of the world, and not exactly as it will be at the end of the world, just as we can look back to the year 70 and see what happened in Jerusalem. That is a prefiguration of what will happen at the end. So too will be the events in our day, a prefiguration of what will happen at the end. So it won't be exact, but it's going to be very similar, which means that there had to be an abomination of desolation that was going on back in the year 70. There's going to have to be abomination of desolation that will happen in our day. There will be an abomination of desolation that will happen at the end of the world. Now, we're told that this abomination is going to stand in the holy place. Now, for the Jewish people, that would imply not just simply in the temple, in the holies, in the most sacred place, that they're going to erect something that is going to be an abomination to the Lord. But if we're talking about an abomination that causes desolation, and that's going to be in the holy place, are we talking about some kind of a false god? Are we talking about a statue of some sort? Are we talking about something goofy that's going to take place? My own theory, and this is just my theory, is that they're going to be putting out a new mass. They're going to put out a mass that is going to be invalid. I believe that's the reason why they want to shut down the traditional mass, force everybody into the Novus Ordo, and then change the Novus Ordo, bring out a new form or a new rite of the Mass. What you can watch for are the words of consecration. If it does not say, "This is my body and this is my blood," it is not a valid Mass. Obviously, they could try to change the elements that are used at Mass, bread and wine, they could try and monkey with that, but probably not. It's going to be in the words, in the form of the Mass. If it is an abomination that causes desolation, what do we have at Mass? We have Jesus. We have Him who is all in all. If we don't have Jesus, we have desolation. We have nothing. So we recognize with Mass, it is one extreme or the other. We either have God, who is all in all, or we have absolutely nothing other than a piece of bread and a chalice of wine. Bread and wine isn't going to get anywhere and anyone anywhere. It is the Lord that we need. And so if we're going to have the ultimate desolation, it would be to be deprived of the presence of God. And if there is an abomination that is going to cause desolation, it would be something that would cause God not to be present in the tabernacles and on the altars of the church. Again, it's just my own opinion. I think that's where we're headed. So keep your eyes open, be aware of what's going on. As you see things continuing to work their way through, and more awful things coming out of Rome, and more horrible things happening within the church, the horrible things being allowed and the good things being shut down, you can see that we're kind of moving in that direction. When the word comes out that there is a cardinal who said there is no such thing as a deposit of faith, when we have bishops being shut down and cardinals being pushed out, that should tell you where we're at. Again, as I mentioned a couple of days ago, all of these things are necessary. And we can be all up in arms and be angry. It's not going to help anything. Just recognize that they are necessary. And do what St. Paul told the Colossians. We pray for you unceasingly. That needs to be the way it is. We need to pray. We need to be focused on the Lord. We need, as our Lord said, heaven and earth will pass away. His words will not pass away. These things must happen. Understand that. They must happen. How are you going to know when things are going to be happening unless the signs that Jesus told us actually occur? So we can look at it and go, oh, this is so wrong. Yeah, it is. And we can also look at it and say, that's what Jesus told us was going to happen. They must. So why be angry when they happen? They have to happen. They're pointing us in a certain direction. They are preparing us for what's coming. And so we need to make sure that we are focused on the Lord. St. Paul said that we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God. That's not a minor little transfer. We're talking a transfer from Satan to Jesus. So putting it back into the abomination of desolation, we're talking about desolation to the fullness of life and the fullness of love and the fullness of truth. That's what we've been transferred into. Satan wants this all brought back to desolation. That's all that he can cause. He cannot create anything. And even if you think of evil, the definition of evil is a negative one. It is the absence of good. So what is the desolation? It is the absence of the Lord. It is the absence of love. It is the absence of truth. That's all that Satan can create, is desolation. So Paul VI said, the smoke of Satan has entered into the church. At this point, we're all choking on it. We're gagging, we're coughing, me literally these days, but anyway, we need to see what's going on, and we need to wake up and recognize it. And we need to be dependent on the Lord. We cannot do this ourselves. We know that. So recognize the times. That's what Jesus told us to do. His words aren't going to pass away. So if we can look at a fig tree and know that these are the signs, look at what's going on now, see the signs of the times, and be prepared. By prepared, I mean spiritually, keeping the focus on the Lord and making sure that whenever this abomination comes, that we will recognize the times, because that's exactly what he told us needs to happen.